This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
My friends, the linchpin at this point could be Susan Collins, the Republican, barely Republican senator from Maine. Very middle of the road, very rhino-like. Susan Collins saying that she would like to hear from Ramirez, the woman who allegedly believes that Brett Kavanaugh may have exposed himself to her during a party of their freshman year at Yale when they were both about 18. Of course, the New York Times says they interviewed dozens of people trying to find any corroboration of that story over the last week. They found nobody, but the New Yorker went with it anyway. They have no corroboration, no way to confirm the story, but we know this. This is the second accuser of Kavanaugh, by the way, that Ms. Ramirez was calling her own friends last week saying, hey, do you remember this? I think it might have been Brett Kavanaugh, but I'm not really sure. And every journalist in America that has any self-respect has taken down the New Yorker for publishing such a thinly sourced, it's pretty much not so, basically it's an accusation, it's a gossip piece. That's it. That's all it is. At any rate, Susan Collins says she'd like to hear from her. I think that's absurd. But when you've only got one vote to give and that's it, we'll see if you can hang on to Murkowski and Flake, see what happens. Those are the three, Collins, Murkowski, Flake. Because at this point, the Republicans are right down to the wire. And you look back again at that Alabama Senate seat, Doug Jones, the seat to fill Jeff Sessions' vacant spot. How important is that to you now? How important is that to you now, right? Oh, and by the way, if you don't think this is political, if for some reason you have some illusion that this is on the up and up, let me share something with you so you can get a better idea of what's really going on. The women accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct in high school and college have something in common. And that is that they are enlisting the help of high-powered, high-profile Democratic attorneys and operatives. Now, doesn't that seem a bit odd? I mean, if they just want to get their story heard, why do they have to go right to the heart of the Me Too movement, to Democratic operatives, to hardcore leftists? A couple of these high-profile attorneys are also fundraisers for top Democrats. The attorney and spokeswoman for former FBI official Andrew McCabe, former advisors to then-Vice President Joe Biden, and even Michael Avenatti, the media-hungry, sleazy porn lawyer for Stormy Daniels, who says he is considering a Democratic run of his own for president in 2020. Please, Michael, do that. We could use the entertainment value here, that's for sure. Meanwhile, Lindsey Graham has become best. He's a BFF with the president. Best friends forever. There's Lindsey Graham. Gee, Mr. President, I'll do anything I can. How can I help? I'm thinking, wow, where did this guy come from? Bootlicker. At any rate, Lindsey Graham raising questions about the circumstances that led to Blasey Ford's hiring of the two lawyers, Deborah Katz and Lisa Banks, those are two of the activist lawyers, and wonders who's paying their legal fees. These are people that want to sink Kavanaugh, said Graham, speaking with Martha McCallum on the story. Martha's really getting the big interviews, isn't she? I think her skill set is, she's okay. She's not great. She's okay, but she's getting the big interviews, so good for her. I'll tip my hat to that. Katz and Banks' close ties to the Democratic Party highlighted last week after it was revealed amid negotiations with the Republicans over whether Ford would testify, and they were scheduled to headline a fundraiser for Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin's reelection campaign. Katz has donated generously over the years to Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, John Kerry, the DNC, and so on and so forth. Banks, too, donated to numerous Democratic causes, including Obama, Clinton, Baldwin, and it just goes on and on and on. So you have these high-powered Democratic operatives that suddenly just fall out of the sky to help Christine Blasey Ford. And again, you have to go back and ask yourself, if Dr. Ford had intended to remain anonymous, If that was her intention, then why did she write a letter to the Washington Post and agree to an interview with the Washington Post? Why did she hire these high-profile attorneys 7 weeks before these allegations came to light? Why did she take a polygraph test 7 weeks before this came to light if she intended to, you know, remain anonymous? And I think you're smart enough to figure out why she did that, because the intention was never to remain anonymous. The intention was to have happen exactly what's happening now. This is exactly how the Democrats wanted to play it. They wanted to create chaos. They wanted to create problems with Kavanaugh. They wanted to derail him at the last moment to get the train to jump the tracks. And that's where they are right now. And the question then comes back to you, the voters. How do you take that? Rush Limbaugh suggests that if Kavanaugh's not confirmed, he doesn't suggest, he flat out says it. If Kavanaugh is not confirmed, the Republicans will pay a high price in November. I disagree. Rush is wrong. Because I think that the average American sitting in Michigan or Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Ohio, common sense flyover states, the average American can see this for what it is, which is an absolute smear job, a smear campaign against a guy who went on national television last night to tell the world he was a virgin many years after high school. He wouldn't get into complete details, but he was a virgin all through high school and many years after high school, to the point that Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of him on late night TV last night for being a virgin, because he also said that I kept detailed calendars of my social events. He said, what 17-year-old keeps calendars of their social events? Apparently the kind that don't get, you know, they don't get the ones that are virgins. I'll just say that. The ones that are virgins are the ones that keep detailed geeks, frankly. The guy was a geek. He had no game. And that's where it is. Now, but I have to ask again, where are my Democratic friends? The ones that, you know, that I like and I talk to and I spend time with that have sons. You know who I'm talking to. What do you tell your sons about this? That anybody's free game and it's okay to come out and smear people with no evidence whatsoever, no corroboration. It's okay as long as we're getting what we want out of it ideologically. As long as our agenda is being fulfilled, we're good. Is that what you tell your sons? Where are the good Democrats to stand up and say, you know what? This is wrong what you're doing to this guy. Where is Joe Manchin? Where is Joe Manchin to stand up and say, this has gone too far? Isn't there a decent Democrat that can stand up and say, have you no shame, sir? How far are you going to let this Mazie Hirono go? Oh, that's right. We're just supposed to sit down and shut up. Remind me, what did she say again?
And I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Just shut up, men, because you're guilty. Testicles are a hate group, don't you know? And you're guilty. Complete nonsense. Well, you can contact me at stevegruber.com or 888-900-9966. By the way, construction jobs are cool, and they pay great. Right now, the average construction worker making anywhere from $16 an hour to well more than $30 an hour based on how much experience you may have or where you're starting or what you want to do. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Construction banner and get on the road, really get on the road to a new job, a new career, and a new future. stevegruber.com and the Michigan Construction banner. Go ahead, click on that right now. We'll be right back.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
We're here with Mary Land from Western Michigan University's School of Music. Mary, why is music education important?
It's the one place in a public school where students can go. They can be creative. They can get away from screen time. They can get that intrinsic drive to to work on their passion for their art.
So what's the college experience like for young adults who started their music education journey in middle school?
At the very beginning, it is a deer in the headlights experience. After the first year, they become so connected to the rigor of the curriculum, and excitement builds and their passion for being a band director builds. But I think they have to get through that initial hurdle of an overwhelming experience.
Thanks for your time. This PSA is sponsored by Marshall Music Company, your partner in music education since 1948. To learn more and to listen to other music education advocacy pieces, visit marshallmusic.com/musicmatters.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 347-